White, St. Helena, California, January 24, 1909, Elder W.C. White. My dear son, I thought I had sent letters to you, but I may find that I have written them and laid them aside, and so they have not been mailed. I have had all that I wished to do in writing and in reading the MSS that have been copied. It has rained almost constantly for 3 weeks. I think in that time we have had not more than 4 days of clear weather. Yesterday I began a letter to you and Mabel, but did not have strength to finish it. I could not sleep after 11 o'clock, but I thought I would lie in bed until daylight. I spent the time in prayer and meditation. Then I arose and bathed my hands and face. The water was very cold, but I thought nothing of this, for my hands seldom remain cold. But soon, my flesh began to feel strangely cold, even to the bone. Miss Hannaford brought me a hot water bag, but even with this, I did not get warm. I went to bed and covered myself up warmly, but still the ice-cold feeling remained. I could not understand it, and thought that perhaps I was dying, for I had never before had such an experience. It was Sabbath, but the water tank had to be heated, and about noon I took a hot bath and then returned to bed. This seemed to do me some good, but it was a long time before I felt quite natural. I lay down most of the day. I cannot give the reason for this experience. From the time I awoke until about 2 hours after I was dressed, I was comfortable and happy. Then came this strange sensation, as though I were packed in ice. But this is past now, and among the things I may never be able to explain. On Sabbath morning, we had a little sunshine, and for a time we could see the snow on the mountains in the distance. But later in the day, the rain began to fall again, and it has rained all night. The weather is cold. I did not sleep after 2 this morning, but I was warm and very comfortable, and lay in bed until after 7. I am thankful that it is no worse with me today than it is. I cannot write much. I shall be glad to see you at home again. It seems a long time since you left. I am somewhat anxious about the Paradise Valley Sanitarium. Dr. Cummings writes that several who have had their money in the institution are withdrawing it. I think that perhaps those who have been trying to steal away our help may be in this withdrawal of means from the institution. Such things will meet the rebuke of God. What does it mean that, notwithstanding all the testimonies that have been given regarding this institution, some are so blinded that they will carry on such a work as this? But so it is, and we must expect to meet such things right in our sanitariums. It is because men have blinded their spiritual eyesight that they fail to discern between righteousness and unrighteousness, underhand work. Whoever has done this thing, the rebuke of the Lord will be upon them. We are straining every nerve in the interests of the school. As soon as we can get a clear title to the Buena Vista estate, we shall go in and take possession. This school must be conducted on a much higher spiritual plane than our conference school has hitherto been carried. I am trusting the Lord that He will be our wisdom, our sanctification, and our righteousness. We will now wait for Him and place our hope and trust in Him. We need to move under the direction of the Holy Spirit. I could not do otherwise than trust in the Lord. He seems so near to me. I could not for a moment doubt that He is leading us. We will go forward as He commands.